Got 5 minutes, what's the latest? Pick it up, don't be late. It's AI in 5, let's take a dive. The future's here and it's coming alive.
Hello, hello, fellow travelers of the digital frontier. I'm Dr. JR, and you are listening to AI in 5, though today we're taking a bonus lap because the news is just too big to contain. It is Wednesday, January 14th, 2026, and the AI sector just said, hold my neural network. We've got a massive morning on Capitol Hill, a retail revolution, and a deep dive into the world of physical AI, where the robots aren't just coming, they're clocking in for their shifts. Grab your liquid cooling and let's dive in. First up, if you're in DC today, the Rayburn House office building is the place to be. Representative Tim Walberg is chairing a high-stakes hearing, Building an AI-Ready America. OpenAI's head of certifications, Chaya Nayak, is testifying right now about upskilling the workforce. We're moving past chatbots and into agentic AI that runs entire workflows. The expert perspective, James Lande, co-director at Stanford HAI, recently noted that 2026 is the year of AI sovereignty. He predicts countries will fight for independence from singular U.S. providers. Everyone wants their own digital brain, and they want the keys to the kingdom. Now, let's get physical. NVIDIA just set the tech world on fire at CES, and the embers are still glowing today. CEO Jensen Huang declared that the ChatGPT moment for robotics has arrived. NVIDIA released Project GR00TN 1.6, a foundation model for humanoid robots. Think of it as a brain that lets robots learn by watching videos of humans. They aren't just programmed to move, they reason through the physics of the world. The business perspective. I love this quote from Abhijit Dubé, CEO of NTT Data, regarding this shift toward heavy infrastructure. AI scales not through advanced models alone, but also through the strength of the foundations beneath them. When organizations invest in skilled talent, AI moves from isolated experiments to a disciplined capability. Whether it's a chip or a person, the foundation is everything. Speaking of foundations, Kyndryl's 2025 Retail Readiness Report shows retailers have boosted AI investment by 33% this year. Why? Because of agentic AI. These systems don't just suggest a coupon, they manage global supply chains. And if you want to see it in action, look at BMW. They just finished an 11-month deployment of Figure AI robots at their Spartanburg plant. These humanoids loaded 90,000 parts with 99% accuracy. BMW isn't just testing anymore. They are moving to the next-gen Figure 03 for full-scale industrial rollout. The robots are officially our co-workers now. Time for the quick hitters! Siri's new brain. Apple and Google confirmed this week that Gemini will power a revamped Siri this spring. She'll finally have personal context, meaning she might actually remember your peanut allergy before suggesting a PB&J on Mistral's military move, the French startup Mistral A. I just signed a massive $14 billion deal with the French Ministry of the Armed Forces. Sovereign AI for a sovereign nation. Falcon H1R TI. I just unveiled a tiny 7 billion parameter model that's outperforming models 7 times its size. It's the little engine that could, if that engine was a mathematical genius. That is your AI in 6. The theme of 2026 is agency. We aren't just talking to machines, we are letting them do. It's adventurous, a little nerve-wracking, but man, is it a fun ride. I'm Dr. JR. Keep your data clean and your prompts clever. I'll see you in the future.